It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. My sexy man's gonna fill your ears with magic.
Sometimes a man needs to feel something other than his own touch.
Have you tried switching hands?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. We invite you to visit WJFK.com and click on Mike.
Click on
Visit
Mike.
Us. Once there, check out our podcast, post your thoughts in the forum, and email us if you choose.
And coming soon, MikeOmara.com.
Yeah.
Using the Fez straight voice.
Beware. Coming soon to the internet. MikeOmara.com.
Oh, terrific.
Beware.
And of course, we're very excited to have our own Beth Ann McBride back today.
Of course, yeah.
It's a happy day here.
It's playing chess with her.
We're real happy about that.
Don't die, Mike.
And without further ado, let's get to the final buzz of the day. And programming note, Caps fans here in Washington, D.C., we've got the playoffs for ye.
Yes.
Coming up right after the show tonight. Show will be slightly truncated so we can get the Caps broadcast on here in Washington, D.C., but we'll give you all the buzz that you need. And without further ado, here he is wearing his Jeff Spicoli shirt.
I like it. It's got a rainbow on it.
That's thanks, right. Dude.
It's not a birthday party for me.
Having solved all our problems, the President of the United States will appear on a TV game show tonight. Yes, it's President Bush and Howie Mandel tonight on Deal or No Deal.
Yay!
Ostensibly, Bush will be there to wish good luck to a U.S. Army officer, 29-year-old Captain Joseph Cobes. Actually, Cobes told the producers that W is one of his heroes. After the president...
Oh, look who's here.
I didn't expect this.
The primary reason that I've chosen to go on that show is because it's my favorite show.
I know.
What's
you like
it called?
It's Deal or No Deal.
And you like it?
It's the only game that I can follow.
How does it work?
You get the suitcases with numbers in them,
right.
Money dollars numbers, and then you guess which ones they are, and then the guy upstairs gives you an offer, tries to boot you off the stage or something.
See ya.
Bye.
After the president's appearance on
video.
He never
takes my follow-up questions.
No, he
doesn't like follow-up questions.
No. We'll see if Kobe wins the $1 million. And following in this new American tradition, John McCain, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama, all three will appear tonight on WWE SmackDown.
Hey.
It's, oh, my God.
That's good.
Part of the show's SmackDown.
No. Oh, my God.
It's the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
I hear horse footsteps.
SmackDown.
It's part of the show's SmackDown Your Vote campaign.
Now, are they going to be in the ring together?
I don't know, but wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be something?
My money's on Hillary.
Oh, God, you know that.
And while a hot-tempered McCain spent the weekend trying to connect Obama to a guy who was a radical 40 years ago, Obama was saying that all three remaining presidential candidates would be better presidents than George W. Bush.
I agree with that.
It may be that kind of thinking that keeps Obama ticking upward in the polls to what is now a 2-point lead nationally over Clinton. The latest Gallup poll also shows Obama beating McCain if the election were held today, and by gosh, don't you wish it were.
Tomorrow on the show, Buzz, yes. I know this guy's a really good friend of yours,
yes.
And I'm really excited about having him on the show. A very funny guy, Bob Seska from the Huffington Post, and a former intern of Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Absolutely.
He will be coming on to talk Democratic politics and the battle in Pennsylvania with Hillary and Barack. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know what about that Huffington Post?
What's that?
I check in every day.
Do you really?
I do. It's one of my daily stops.
Got some good stuff on there. Harry Shearer writes for that, too.
Yes, he does.
And very well, I might add.
All right. A lot of other big names as well. Very proud of Bob. He's insightful and funny. I look forward
and
to
tall.
He goddamn well better be funny, Buzz. I told him that.
He's tall.
No, today it's all about tomorrow's important Pennsylvania primary, which may be too close to call, but experienced observers say Clinton would have to draw a record turnout and win by more than 20% to remain a viable candidate.
Now, we've talked about this both on and off the air, but I will tell you this smells an awful lot like Ohio to me. I mean, I don't see...
And how is that smell?
Oh, it depends on what part of Ohio. Remember, I was on the Jersey Turnpike this
weekend.
Of course. I don't know. It just seems like, you know, you've got the slim Hillary lead, then the lead is declining right before the election, the primary election, and then... Bam, she comes in with a double-digit victory.
But the key thing that I think I just said there was that there has to be a record turnout, and she has to have more than a 20% advantage over Obama in tomorrow's results in order to remain a viable candidate, in order to get the number of delegates she needs
Isn't
to receive.
Isn't this exciting? Pennsylvania's going to pick the next president.
But she doesn't think so.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hillary also has money problems. So while she's now more than $10 million in debt, Obama's flush with cash and ready to take on the wealthily married John McCain. And by the way, if your vote depends on who the stars are backing, here's your scorecard.
Stars?
The Huffington Post website lists Hillary's top 10 supporters as...
Yes. Who are they, Buzz?
Ellen DeGeneres, Elton John, Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen. That's just one. Jack Nicholson, they donated together.
Uh-huh.
Natalie Portman, Perez Hilton, America Ferrera, Magic Johnson, Barbara Streisand, and Eva Longoria Parker. Those are your Hillary backers in Hollywood.
Hot.
Perez and all his buddies.
Barack's top 10 celebrity supporters include...
Is Perez Hilton really supporting Hillary Clinton?
Yes, he is.
I am a gay American.
Thank you.
He supports her over bathing.
Barack's top 10 celebrity supporters include Oprah, Will.i.am from Black Eyed Peas, Love Me the Peas, the Kennedy women, including Maria Shriver, Ben Affleck, George Clooney, Scarlett Johansson, Samuel L. Jackson, Chris Rock, Robert De Niro, and Jennifer Aniston. There are the top 10 celebrities for each of the Democratic presidential candidates.
And only one Buzz during that whole thing.
I think that Perez Hilton's real name is Mario Lavandero.
Bueno.
Si.
How are you? I love your pink hair.
The website did not list McCain's celebrity supporters, but we know them to include Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Wilfred Brimley, Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, and Heidi Montag from MTV's The Hills.
I think she's hot.
Yeah, but she's probably not that bright.
You're
so
right.
Only one cast member from the China Syndrome is supporting McCain.
That is
and
correct.
That is Wilfred Brimley.
And Chuck Norris was for Huck Mickey.
That's right.
Very good.
I think once they get 10 celebrity supporters for McCain, they'll make the list.
And they should get Kelsey Grammer. He always seems to salute the Republican.
I like him.
Get Kelsey out of there, and Patricia Heaton, she'll probably join him too.
I even watched Back to You this week.
Did you really?
You know, Kelsey Grammer's funny.
Do you like
funny
that
boy.
Show?
Yeah. I don't really like the show, but he's a funny guy.
Yeah, you watched Back to You?
I watch everything. Oh, I got a buzzer.
That's for you.
All that of it. Sucks. Mm.
CBS is running ads that feature evening news anchor Katie Couric as a way of saying she's not on her way out.
I mentioned this last week, mm-hmm. that as soon as this started hitting the press, that she was in danger of losing her job, mm-hmm. they went on a very serious promotional campaign for Katie Couric.
Recent reports have had her out by Inauguration Day. If not sooner, there was talk of replacing her with Anderson Cooper from CNN. Mm-hmm. CBS President Les Moonves, however, stopped by the CBS newsroom in New York on Friday to assure the staff that Katie is not going anywhere.
As somebody who's been in the broadcast business for over 25 years, Buzz and I have both been in it for that long, you can rest assured that when the president of the company comes by and says mm-hmm. everything is fine,
start packing.
Hey, no problem at all. Katie's, everything's going to be A-okay.
It makes me more nervous than if I read it in the Post that she's leaving.
Probably makes Katie nervous, too.
Anywhere, you know, TV, radio, it doesn't matter. Somebody says, the president of the company's coming by. Absolutely.
Her ratings continue to tank as she draws $15 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Candy Alexander, meanwhile, is out at CSI Miami. The striking actress who plays the medical examiner who talks to her subjects is leaving at the end of this season.
The black chick?
That's right.
Oh, I love her.
She was also on News Radio.
We all love her.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best.
She's great.
No one could make talking to a corpse sound sexy mm-hmm. like her. Isn't that right, Katie? Hello, baby. What happened to you, honey? What happened,
I love
baby?
That. Now, officially, it's a mutual decision, but we've read she has issues with a certain aspect of the show. We just don't know what aspect.
Trivia question.
Yes.
Go. She has a bit part, a very small part, at a lunch scene in one of the funniest recent movies in memory.
A recent comedy
movie, and she is in. She's at lunch, sitting on a patio.
Terms of Endearment. How'd I do? Don't cough.
I'm sorry, I am.
Don't cough.
Something About Mary.
Is she in that?
She's when they're talking about it, and Matt Dillon is eavesdropping.
And you
on.
Know who else is in that table? Is Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman's in it also. That's right.
I'd do almost any chick at that table.
You get that for Sarah Silverman.
Thank you. Not Terms of Endearment.
Right.
Last week we told you that Gary Dorden is leaving CSI at the end of this season. That also went public.
That's not
funny. Oh, Spiewak, the perfect ass. Terms of Endearment. Yes, find Spiewak a movie about cancer when O'Mara asks for a comedy. That's what he does to me on a Monday.
I could have gone worse, but that's what I chose.
I know.
That's right.
Gary Dorden's leaving CSI at the end of this season. That went public as a mutual decision over creative issues. But now there's word. Now there's word that Dorden was essentially fired from CSI for, quoting a source,
Pride of the Yankees.
An ongoing personal problem.
Now that means she's drinking and coming to the set, or she's
no,
on
this
drugs.
Is we're talking about Gary Dorden now.
Who's Gary Dorden?
He's the guy on CSI.
The black guy with the dreamy green eyes?
That all the chicks dig.
But there are a couple of them, Buzz. There's one on the Thursday show, and there's one on the Miami show.
This is the Thursday show.
The original CSI.
Is he one of the square-headed boys?
No. This is
like
the,
with the Frankenstein head?
This is the young black crime detective that women love, Gary Dorden.
Oh, I think. Doesn't he have
thin,
trouble with
tall.
And he has trouble with the paparazzi occasionally,
oh,
too.
Oh, a lot. He had a great scene where he chased a paparazzi.
So he's out of there.
He's out at the end of the season.
Yeah, he is, Miley.
I'm sorry about that.
Because of what's described by insiders as an ongoing personal problem, he pleaded no contest to battery charges after an arrest for domestic violence a couple of years ago.
And yeah, yes, he's a hothead.
There have been paparazzi incidents as well. Mm-hmm. Word is the producers are calling the parting mutual to be, and I quote, as supporting and protective as they can be.
Rob, is your friend Brad listening right now?
I'm sure he is.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Brad.
Roger Ebert is all thumbs down. That's our story when we continue.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. We'll be back with the final buzz of the day. And who knows, maybe before the show's over, we'll grab old Beth Ann McBride and say hello again.
Yeah.
Where will we grab her?
We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.